Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and we love a good pirate story around here, and nobody makes a more fearsome pirate than Sam here.
Arr! Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Bottled Up.
And so, in conclusion, if I am promoted to tour fleet manager, I will work tirelessly to make Compass Rose Boat Tours the number one tour boat touring company. Ugh. Oh, I'm tripping over my words so much. I sound so stupid.
Just calm down, Mom. Try it again.
I don't have time, Jack. My job interview is supposed to start any minute. How was the rest of it?
The presentation was good, but you already know that I think this promotion is a terrible idea.
Jack! Come on.
I don't want to have to move. I just made the JV sailing team. Do you know how rare that is for an incoming freshman?
You'll still be able to go sailing. In fact, we'd be moving a lot closer to the ocean.
But I won't be able to go on the sailing tours with you anymore. You'll be stuck in the office.
I will miss sailing with you. But I feel so stuck doing the same old tours all the time. This is my chance to try something new.
What about my chance? That new school doesn't even have a sailing team.
You could always find a new hobby. I hear Dungeons and Dragons is really big right now.
I don't want a new hobby. I love sailing. Why can't things just stay the same?
Jack, I gotta stay focused for the interview. You could go look around the office. They have a bunch of cool sailing antiques.
Fine. Huh. This ship in a bottle is actually pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little plaque. It says, "A replica of Mana, the ship of Captain Nathaniel Grimm, King of Pirates." King of Pirates? Mom, have you ever heard of this Grimm guy?
What was that?
Oh, there's a book with it too. Captain Grimm's Log, 1682 to 1690. Oh, shoot, a page fell out. Uh-oh, it's ripped in half. I didn't do it!
Wait, what didn't you do?
Mary, we're ready for you now. Come on in.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jones. Wish me luck, Jack.
Hey, Mom, it's like a poem, but the top part is ripped off. Is that an S? Shall pass? Huh. Fear not the storm, nor the unknown's cry. Sail to the eye and be free to fly. What does that mean? Mom? Oh, guess she went in. Wait a sec. There's another ripped piece of paper in the bottle. Wonder if it's the other half of the poem. Ugh, this cork is really stuck. What the? Where am I?
Well, we've got a new one. Anne, get up here now.
Is this a pirate ship?
Hurry up, Anne.
Coming, Captain.
How did I get here?
Enough of your daft questions, boy. Ah, Anne, there you are.
Yes, Captain Grimm?
Captain Grimm? The Captain Grimm?
What took you so long?
Sorry, Captain. A bit of morning sickness, and I couldn't make it to the side of the ship in time.
Say no more. Have this fledgling swab the deck.
Yes, Captain. Come quick, kid. Welcome aboard, kid. I be Anne, first mate.
You are the first mate?
You got a problem with that?
No, it's just...
It's just what?
You seem to be a little...
Yeah? What? Say it.
Like, super duper pregnant?
What of it?
Don't you need to... Lie down.
I can handle myself, thank you very much. They don't choose no damsel in distress to be first mate of a cursed pirate ship.
Cursed pirate ship? What's going on?
Oh, here we go again. Every new arrival.
Last thing I remember was being in my mom's office and opening...
A ship in a bottle?
Yeah. How did you know?
Happened to all of us here on the good ship Mana. Here, take this mop.
Wait, this ship is Mana? We're on the ship, in the bottle.
Now ye be catching on. More than 300 years ago, Cap'n Grimm stole the sacred white pearl of Tortuga. For his blasphemy, he was cursed to sail the waters within this bottle forever.
And now we're cursed too.
Aye. Cap'n Grimm be the only real pirate here. The rest of us just found the bottle, same as you.
Wait, so you guys aren't actually pirates?
Not really, no. In fact,
I was a simple bookkeeper eagerly awaiting my first child before I got trapped in here.
So, why do you talk like a pirate?
I figure if you're living like a pirate, ye might as well act like one.
So there's really no way out?
We're like the ancient Israelites, endlessly circling with no port to find.
Sounds pretty epic. Sailing all the time is all I've ever wanted.
You wouldn't think that if you'd been pregnant for 1,142 months and 2 weeks and 6 days. But who's counting?
You've been here that long? When is the baby due?
Probably never. Time passes in the outside world, but nothing ever changes for us from the moment we enter the bottle.
Maybe that doesn't sound so great after all.
Ha! I haven't even told you the worst part.
The worst part?
Here, look through this spyglass. Look, right there, just over the horizon.
Whoa, it's a hurricane.
That storm's been raging since the day the cap'n arrived. Keeps us on our toes. If we ever drift off course, it'll rip this ship apart.
There's gotta be a way out.
For 100 years, I've sailed every inch of this bottle, and I'll tell ye, there's no such luck.
Every inch? Really?
Well, except the hurricane, of course.
Into the storm? Wait a second. Sail to the eye and be free to fly.
Did ye just recite poetry? You're not one of those theater types, are ye?
No. I found an old paper with the bottle. Look.
Let me see that. Fear not the storm nor the unknown's cry. Sail to the eye and be free to fly. We've got to show this to Captain Grimm at once. Hurry! Oh, Captain, we found it's a...
She's gonna be sick again. Boy, grab your map!
No, it's not that. But Captain, it's the curse!
The curse? What about it?
Can you read it to me?
I don't need to read it. Those words ring in my ears every day. Trapped on tides with skies of glass. No port to find, no time.
Shall pass.
How did you know that, boy?
Cap'n, look. The boy has the missing half of the poem.
Give me that.
Sail to the eye. The eye of the storm must be the way out.
You want to sail into a hurricane? That's lunacy.
That's a risk we'll have to take.
So you're the captain now.
No, I'm just saying everyone here wants to go home.
So you've turned the crew against me.
Cap'n, I think Jack just means...
I won't have a mutiny on my ship. And take him to the brig and lock him up.
No!
Aye, Cap'n. Come on, Jack.
Everyone get back to work, or I'll put you in the brig with them.
The brig? I didn't even do anything.
Could have gone a lot worse. You'd be lucky Captain didn't make you walk the plank.
You can't do this, Anne. We have to do something.
I know, Jack, but we can't pilot a ship. In 100 years, I've never seen Captain Grimm let anyone even get close to the wheel.
If you can get me to the wheel, I can sail the ship.
You think you can pilot a pirate ship?
My mom sometimes let me take the wheel when she took me on her boat tours. A schooner is obviously different than a big old pirate ship, but it's the same basic idea.
Ye be suggesting a mutiny. It could be dangerous.
It's our only chance of getting home, but we need to organize the crew.
If ye be certain ye can pilot the ship, then I'll handle the crew. Bart, Johnson, James, I've got a job for you.
Back already, Anne? I hope you've dealt with that boy.
Aye, Cap'n.
Anne? What's wrong?
I think the baby's coming.
The baby? That's impossible.
Come and help me.
Very well. What do I do?
Now!
What? Traitors!
Quick, bring me some rope.
Stop them! Somebody stop them!
Quick, tie him to the mast.
There. All tied up with nowhere to go.
I knew it. You turned them against me.
Jack, help me up.
Of course.
How was me play acting?
Perfect. You might be one of those theater types after all.
Har har. Now quit your yakking and take the wheel.
Yes, ma'am.
No, you'll regret this.
Right then. Put up the mainsails and prepare for rough waters ahead. We'll be arriving at the storm within the hour. Final checks. Batten down the hatches and ease up on the sails. Brace yourselves!
This is your last chance, boy! If you turn around now, I may even spare your life.
Never. We're getting out of this bottle.
Jack, we've been taking in a lot of water!
We've just got to make it to the eye of the storm.
I'm not sure we'll get that far!
This mutiny was doomed from the start!
Throw the cannons overboard, get rid of any dead weight.
Aye, aye! Loose the cannons! Toss them in the drink!
I told you, this is madness!
We can make it out. We have to.
The only thing waiting for us out there is pain and suffering!
What are you so afraid of?
I've done terrible things! If they find me, I'll face a fate worse than this bottle!
If who finds you? No one's looking for you.
Rubbish! There was a price on my head from New Providence to the Mughal Empire!
I've never heard of the Mughal Empire, and before today, I've never heard of you!
That's impossible!
The world has changed a lot!
Then there's no place for a pirate!
You don't have to be a pirate anymore. You can change—
Lightning hit the main mast!
Crack the top mast in half! That giant beam is going to fall!
Everyone, take cover!
That beam is rolling all across the deck!
It's gonna knock out the whole crew! We have to throw it overboard!
Untie me!
No way! Everyone, stop running! We have to work together to stop the beam!
Let me help! I don't want any more blood on my hands!
And cut the captain free.
What?
I need all the help we can get.
I hope you're right about this. There, you're free.
Captain, come with me. And stay here and take the wheel.
I can't steer the boat!
Someone has to, just hold it steady.
Fine! I'll take the wheel.
Let's go! Johnson, Bart, Roberts, stop running around and help us!
Everyone, race to catch the top mast! Here it comes! Grab it now! We got it! Hold on tight!
Now, we'll lift it overboard!
On my count! 1, 2, 3, heave!
Good work, lads! Now back to the ropes! We're not out of the storm yet!
Come on, Captain! To the wheel! Anne, we did it!
I saw! Now take the wheel!
Right! Look! We're almost to the eye of the storm!
I see it! Just over the starboard side! Turn!
It's too tight! We can't turn fast enough!
Anne, gather the crew on the starboard side. The extra weight will make us turn.
Oh, right. Everyone to the starboard side! Now!
It's working! We're turning!
But not fast enough. Captain, help me turn the wheel.
I've got it. Now, turn it together! Come on!
We're gonna make it!
We made it. The eye of the storm.
What now?
Look up!
Incredible! The eye of the storm is the neck of the bottle!
The way out.
Well, what happens now?
Something new, Anne!
We're being pulled up.
Everyone, hold on!
We're going home. We made it.
A new world.
3 cheers for Jack! Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Hip, hip!
Hooray!
Thank you again, Mary. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'll let you know my decision by the end of the week.
Mom!
Jack! You're all wet? And who are all these people? Are they dressed as pirates?
No, ma'am, we be.
I'll explain later, but Mom, I get it now.
Get it? What are you talking about?
If you're feeling stuck, you should take the promotion.
Oh, Jack, are you sure? It'll be a big change.
I'll manage. I can find some way to keep sailing at my new school.
Amazing. Okay, I'll let them know. Mr. Jones, I accept the promotion.
Terrific. Your first job will be to hire a brand new crew.
I think I can help with that.
Oh!
Anne! Are you okay?
The baby's coming!
Are you trying to fool me again?
No!
The baby's really coming?
Yes! Hallelujah!
Hey, everybody! Everybody, hi!
Congratulations, Captain Grimm! In just 3 months, your new pirate tour has become the agency's most popular attraction!
Thank you, Mary. But you didn't have to throw a whole party just for me.
Actually, it's not just for you.
I hope I'm not too late.
And you made it!
I didn't want to miss the captain's party. And since you've all been waiting 100 years for her arrival, I wanted everyone to meet little Jacqueline.
Jacqueline? Jack? Did you name her after Jack?
Of course. Without Jack, we wouldn't be here.
She's right. Speaking of, where is the young lad?
He should be here soon. He managed to start a sailing club at his new school. Today was their first meeting, and...
Sorry I'm late.
Right on time. How was the meeting?
So good. We've got so many people that are eager to get out on the water, and I'll be their captain.
I'm sure you'll make a fine leader for them. Soon enough, you may take over as my new first mate, since mine quit on me.
Sorry, Cap'n. I've spent enough time on the seas. It's time I went back to being a bookkeeper.
I'm keeping a bookkeeper job open for you whenever you're ready, Anne.
Bookkeeper? Can't fool me, Anne. The fact that you've kept your pirate accent means you'll be back on my ship someday.
By that time, you'll have a right proper first mate in Jack.
He's welcome aboard my ship whenever. Say, Jack, why don't you come aboard this weekend?
Aye, aye, Captain. Hopefully the weather is calmer this time.
Hi, my name is Brigham Kerr. I play Jack in Bottled Up. I love pirate stories. The idea of being on a pirate ship with a crew and, like, be able to go find treasure or go shoot cannons or whatever just is so fun to me. I just love it so much.
If you can get me to the wheel, I can sail the ship.
You think you can pilot a pirate ship?
This whole story of Bottle Up, it made me think about how sometimes we resist change because we're afraid of what we might lose. But we realize there's always good things that come from change.
The world has changed a lot!
And there's no place for a pirate!
You don't have to be a pirate anymore. You can change!
Jack learns that it's okay to move forward because change can bring opportunities and it can bring growth to his character. And then he realized, wait, I can make my own club. I can be a leader because he was a leader when he was in the bottle.
How was the meeting?
So good. We've got so many people that are eager to get out on the water. And I'll be their captain.
I had a really, really fun time recording this, and I hope that you guys really enjoy it.
Thanks to Brigham. We loved hearing from him, and we love hearing from you. Now, we got this comment about the Meowgic Lamp. Remember that episode of Kaboom?
Yeah, that was our season 4 premiere, and it was a really fun collaboration with Studio C.
The comment comes from someone on YouTube with the username @trainingwithkara, and they say, super fun, love the family dynamic, and fun twists of magic. Listen, thank you so much, @trainingwithkara. We're so thankful that you shared that comment, and we hope you leave us a review too on our Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify channels. Reviews really do help new people find the show. And who knows, we might just read your comment in an episode of Kaboom.
Bottled Up was written by Nico Wetzel and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Brigham Kerr as Jack, Brandi Washburn as Anne, Sam Payne, as Captain Nathaniel Grimm, Eric Glissmeyer as Mr. Jones, and Jess Fisher as Mary.
And you might recognize Jess from various podcasts from GZM shows, including GZM Rewind and Podcast Title Pending. You can go to gzmshows.com to find those and other great shows for families.
For instance, Hidden Island. That's on the Imagination Amplified podcast feed, and we shared the first episode of that with you a couple weeks back. The sound team for Bottled Up was led by Kason Renshaw and Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Joshua Fouts, Dallin Nielsen and Gracie Davis, dialogue editing by Jim Kassler, music editing by Hannah Evans, and sound design and mixing by Jim Kassler and Charles Clark. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Nico Wetzel, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. And for more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom! Is a production of BYU Radio.